This is Dr. Mejia, attending for the patient Arthur Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-T-E, Medicare X115-474, Delaware 127-1962. Referring physician, Dr. Jeffrey Carr, procedure performed EGDN colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure. January 18, 2023. Indications, Melina Gerd, histopolyp Barrett's, positive diagnosis, impression 1. Barrett's esophagus, C2M1. Number 2, small hiatal hernia. Number 3, mild gastritis. Number 4, polyp in the fundus of the stomach. Next number, internal hemorrhage. Next number, diverticulosis coli. Next number, descending colon polyp, paragraph tephal insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication on immediately medication as per monitor and CCA care, withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Open procedure as per double template, paragraph findings, otopharynx, pneumonia, paragraph esophagus. Now, there's a long segment of areas with a C2M1 period. There's a small hiatal hernia present, paragraph stomach, diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsy taken, paragraph. There's mild erythema in the antrum and body, biopsy taken, radish pylori, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Simo descending colon, multiple diverticula seen, period. In the descending colon, there's a diminutive polyp, 3 millimeters, palco biopsy, polypectomy performed, paragraph. Spleen flexure appear normal, paragraph. Transverse colon, scattered diverticulosis present, paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, paragraph. Ascending colon, cecoma appeared normal, paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology report. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3 fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinic. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number, anterior inflammations. Next number, avoidances. Next number, continue PPI. Next number, repeat EGD in 3 years for surveillance of Barrett's.